I never relish a fight, but this is damn near a dream. Miri and I, together, fighting as one through the sky. And this is the first time I've wielded a lance, but it feels like second nature to me. I see Grin and Dreamer down there. Well, at least they're safe. I'm sure they'll have quite the story to tell when we're all back together. Do you suppose Avarice is watching? Only one way to find out on today's short quest, long rest.
Response. We'll get to him. That is now Dreamer Buddy.
It's fine if he's dead. We have his replacement.
It's true.
Oh, God.
That is true.
Tavini accidentally killed him. Just entombed him.
He's sturdier than that. He's fine.
Like I said, that one shot's Felgrin. So,
if it hit him, he's probably dead.
I have ways to mitigate the damage, but if I didn't, one shot.
God, I really hope he was not where I think he was.
I think he was just off to the left of that main table. He should be all right.
We'll see. That's what I'm thinking. But we'll see. We'll find out.
Hey, otherwise, if not, Rian gets a girlfriend. Win-win in this case. I'm good either way. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God.
I'm going to keep looking at the tiefling and just thorn whip the guy on the wall.
This is like the Suicide Squad when fucking was it Kill Shot and fucking Peacemaker or whatever are doing the, not Peacemaker, what's his name? Where they're just killing people but staring at each other as they're doing it.
Yeah, so the guy on the wall, 6, and then he's also being pulled, but he's dead before he even hits the ground. Like, as soon as the thorn whip grips him and yanks him off his feet, you could see that he's already frozen. So when he strikes the ground a couple seconds later, just scatters chunks of guard around, bouncing off your boots, bouncing off Felgrin's boots. Avarice is off the ground 10 feet above you, so she is fine.
Oh.
Like, larger chunks just sticking down in the mud, you know.
I'll look at the last cultist in front of me. You should go now.
Yeah. Are you gonna let that happen?
No.
I love you, Felgrin. You're an asshole. Yeah,
that's pretty fucking funny.
Just says, like, picking something out of his nails, just casually, like, nope.
Not happening.
All right, Dreamer, what are you doing, bud?
I'm staying put.
Okay. Let's see. That doesn't need to move. The cultist... She's ready to flee, and then she kind of looks at all the corpses around. And Felgrin's words... My big question is she going to run? Or is she gonna try and fight to the death? I think she's casting Hold Person on Felgrin.
That's rude.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give me a Wisdom saving throw. Or Counterspell.
Nah, Felgrin's fine. You can pass a DC 12 Wisdom.
Oh, yeah. Probably, but I don't know.
But find out.
We'll see.
I mean, either way, if they doesn't, they're just going to get murdered in the next turn anyways.
Wisdom, yeah, that's not a great stat. Yeah.
Hold Person doesn't hold out against death.
See?
That's 12. Fine.
Hey, on the dot!
We got this.
Plus 0, 12
yeah,
on the die.
Shit. And is going to flee up the stairs. So you both get an attack of opportunity if you want.
doesn't have weapons.
Yeah, don't
dude.
Take it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, she can run up the stairs.
He
literally doesn't have weapons, so... Well, he has a dagger, I guess. I don't know.
The remainder of the guards... well, the two on the wall, the eastern wall, that currently have a dragon bearing down on them, are gonna take some shots at said dragon. So there's gonna be two light crossbow attacks against Miri.
Try it.
15 and 11.
I don't think either of those. One second. Let me double check her. Nope, she got 17.
Yep. She's a stocky girl.
Yeah, now that we're together, I like barrel rolling as they fire past.
Dip, dodge, duck, dive, and dodge.
Yep, exactly.
Dodge,
you did that
duck,
really
dip,
fast.
Dive,
I'm
and dodge. Yeah.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge.
Well, okay. Failing, failing that, they are going to put aside their light crossbows, and they're both drawing those scimitars, like, ready for when you get close.
Yeah, they should get close together to defend themselves.
They're going to put aside their differences.
Yeah, exactly.
Hug it out.
Right next to each other. I think that's a good
you
idea. It seems smart to go, like, back to back.
Dazan, we're not going to... Things are happening in there.
We got this, Terry.
If we fucking murdered Dazan, this would be sad, but really funny.
Nah, it's just kind of funny.
Y'all forget, he tanked
all kind of
turtle and dragon.
I mean, he did, really. His help did make the Shardlin dragon pretty fucking great, but...
Krellic, it is now your turn.
Krellic!
Oh, someone killed that guard that was by me? Oh.
Oh, yeah, you didn't catch that? That was the thing I made you run. That was the guy I fucking
I
did the sweet slam into. Oh, you're being a dick. Gotcha. Sorry, I didn't realize you were joking.
You whooshed.
Now Krellic's gonna have to run.
You can sprint all the way up there.
So he's...
My knees.
Yeah, you might want to go for the top one. I'm going for the close one.
Well, either way, he's going to dash.
Yeah.
Dash there. That's all he can do.
You have an action surge, yeah.
Oh, no. Good call. No, he's not going to action surge on this guy. He's gonna just let him decide how he wants to die by just standing there.
Nice. Just stops in front of him, like, just grinning.
Still spinning that sensor.
Okay.
Yeah, just like Mikey from the fucking Ninja Turtles.
God, I still need to see the new one.
I haven't seen it either. I gotta see it too.
So Helda is going to stride a little bit closer and is going to take aim at this cultist that is fleeing up the stairs. And so I will say that because Felgrin used Bend Luck, we kind of rolled back a little. She didn't use her action surge the last time.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to make two attacks against this person as they're fleeing. So a 17 and a 16. Their AC is 14. Yeah, for 4 and for 6. Okay, so a total of 10 damage. So you see her, after she fires that one arrow, reloads the crossbow, fires, and then hastily reloads it again and fires another shot. Just all business currently.
Love it.
Miri. We're saving it for Rian?
Yep. And say, if in fact you want to take her off the tracker, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, okay.
Make it easier for you.
Felgrin, how you doing, buddy?
Doing alright.
Well, let's see. I was wondering why she hadn't had a turn in a bit. It's because she I accidentally took her off the tracker.
She's just flying around. Having some fun.
Yeah. By now, she will be perched over the gatehouse, just kind of watching things.
Gonna mind sliver the cultist here.
Okay.
Nice and easy. Nothing crazy.
17 intelligence.
17 intelligence. A 14. Nope.
Nope.
Give me damage.
4.
4. Oh wait, isn't that a cantrip?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did 2d6.
Yeah, we're not 11th level yet.
Okay, my brain
we
malfunctioned.
We only 9. Nope, we only 9.
Yeah. Okay, nicely done.
Yeah, he's just gonna go ahead and do that. Just do it again.
Attaboy! Quicken spell!
And now takes a -4 penalty to their intelligence saving throw, yeah?
Correct.
Oh, that's fun. That's actually a really nice little 1-2 combo.
Sorry. So 3. Well, either way, it failed.
Yep, So go ahead and give me damage.
Six.
For six, much that's better. Enough. So what do two back-to-back mind slivers look like on somebody?
I mean, you see one like little just pink sliver of energy go in one ear, and then another one goes in the other ear. And just mind goo.
Lights out.
Just...
Yep. Alright, top of the walls, there's now a another frozen corpse sprawled out on the stairs. Alright, and then heading that direction, Finnegan is going to turn around and is going to trot after you. These spiritual weapons should have disappeared, so let me get rid of them. No, I don't want to draw more, I want to get rid of the ones I drew. There we go. Alright, Rian, buddy.
Hells yeah. Okay, Rian's gonna try it again. he's gonna charge straight at this one up here.
Okay, straight and at the bearded guard with a crossbow.
Yep.
Put away a crossbow and drew a scimitar.
Yep, he is going to friggin' smash. Come on, baby. 13?
A 13 on these guys just hits because they're at 12 AC.
Oh, okay. Damage. And I'm doing the charge again, so...
Yep, sea dragons are out.
Yep. 1d12 added. Let me make sure. That's not already added in, is it? No, plus bonus. Okay.
And then always normal. Be keeping an eye on those d4s, because if you roll... Yep, 2 4s.
Oh, yeah, because if it's 2 4s, then I get to...
They're stunned. What am I doing?
They're stunned. And because I did the charge and hit, he also has to do the strength save.
Yep.
He's dead.
26 damage plus.
Yep.
Yeah, that lance is currently now stuck in somebody that's frozen.
Nice. Yeah, I think he like shakes him off the edge of the fucking
wall.
Of the wall.
Yeah, and tumbles back, and they just you hear them fall for a bit, and then thud somewhere out of sight.
And then. Yeah, there's not a lot more I can do. I'm not gonna steal fucking Krellick's kill on the other side, too. That'd be a real dick move. Technically, she has the movement to get over there as well. But, do it again. So I'm gonna let him do his thing.
That'd be hilarious, really.
She moves. Just, sorry, Krellick.
Damn it.
You snooze, you lose. You know what? Fuck it. That's funny. I think he is going to do it. He's like, he is excited. That's his whole thing. He's fired up right now. So he's going to come charging in on this guy with his second attack.
Okay.
God, this is like everything
That was another 20 feet in a straight line.
Yep, exactly. This is everything I wanted this character to be like when I fucking first started out. So this is... So excited. Here we go. 19?
Yep.
Goddamn right. Okay. 1, 2, 12. Oh, much shittier. Wow, that was some horrible fucking rolls. A 1, a 3, a 2, and a 3.
Yeah, this guy manages to cling on. So as the sea dragon's wrath pierces through him, the tip of it embeds itself in like a wooden door that is there to the inside of the guard tower.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, this is technically happening on the story above, so I gotta look at that map. And the tip of it embeds in the wood and is now just kind of stuck there.
Nice. He's not dead, though, right?
He's not dead yet.
You gotta be.
Yeah.
And Miri claws at him.
Miri follows up with claws. His AC is 12.
Yeah!
Yeah. He is not able to go anywhere as... Kepeskmirik gives a roar and lashes out with those claws and swipes him from the wall just like the previous one.
I fucking love that he comes in, just fucking shanks him into the door and pins him there, and she's just like, whap, just fucking smacks him off the cliff. And he gives like a nod to Krellick, like that's how it's done.
I think Krellick's just giving him a blank stare. Like, you son of a bitch. I ran all the way over here.
And he just... And Rian's just got... Rian is not even... He will, like, it'll dawn on him later. But right now, he's not even thinking that. He's just so... This is everything he's ever, like... This is everything. This is fucking awesome. He's on back of Miri, fighting alongside her. Us in fucking, like, simpatico, just fucking... Just whooping ass together, and it is so cool. Okay, that's my turn.
Okay. Yeah, and as she levels off, and you're, again, a little higher than the rooftops this time, you see a fourth figure has joined those three stone figures, the gargoyles, perched atop there. And this is pale and is watching you.
Oh, it's okay, it's her. I thought another gargoyle had appeared, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's not good.
Nope. Is a very pale tiefling wizard.
He gives a little smirk and a wink.
Too far to make out her expression.
Yeah, Tavini. It's probably an annoyance, but he feels cool in the moment.
As long as he feels cool.
She just sealed up the Great Hall and possibly killed Dazad, and she's like, So she's actually going to drop her shield because it's a bit clunky and unwieldy. Uh-huh. And try and climb in.
I will say there is really nowhere to climb, but you are wearing siege weapons.
Yeah, okay, so nice. She's gonna start punching a hole big enough for her to get through. She doesn't care if it's huge, she just needs a hole to get through.
Okay, so go ahead and make me an attack roll on treating this ice like a door as far as AC is concerned.
Okay, yeah. Where is her punchy fists?
Hulk smash!
11?
11 is not enough to connect. So I will say you do connect, it's just it's an ineffectual punch. AC for ice is 13.
Interesting.
Yeah, ice has its own AC.
I did not know that.
Which is actually less than a door. Door's AC is 15. So you connect, and I will say you chip away at it some, but it's not enough to really start carving your way in there.
Dazad!
There's no response on the other side of that ice.
He's dead.
And I will say we don't really have any active combatants anymore, so we can drop out of initiative and just have you try and carve through.
Oh yeah, she's going for it.
Alrighty. So while Tavini starts carving through the ice, what are the rest of you doing?
Dreamer is going to go back down the hatch.
Okay. And you will notice as you come back into the tower that the other prisoners seem to have disappeared, but you can hear them talking up above. And Felgren, you would notice that beside you, Dreamer is heading back inside towards the hatch. So whether you want to participate or not in that is up to you.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay. Then Dreamer, when you get down there, what are you doing, bud?
I'm looking for our final prisoner. Drop my pack on the side, like at the edge of the water.
Uh-huh.
And if necessary, in fact, I'm just going to cast it. I'm going to cast Freedom of Movement on myself.
Okay.
And try to find the body.
Okay.
You don't even know where the body is.
I think he suspects that they are down there. He's not
but
certain.
Why? I'm just curious. Why do you suspect it? Because Felgren didn't lie to you.
I mean, it makes sense. If you said he didn't make it, and him putting together the fact that he did a tidal wave down the thing, he may have put two and two together as far as that goes.
I will allow that you spend a couple minutes rowing back and forth. You check in Avarice's quarters. You check the side passages where some of the other frozen bodies were. Even the place where these people were being held, and you don't see really any sign of this person. They never left the cistern.
Dreamer's gonna go for a swim then.
Okay. Frigid water rules.
Yep.
What I do want to ask is... Yeah, there's rules for frigid water. How long do you want to search?
God. Without looking at the stuff, I'm going to say maybe 5 minutes tops.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a investigation check at disadvantage. 17? Okay. it's about 4 minutes of combing the water, and you're searching near the landing when your hand bumps up against something on the bottom that doesn't feel like it should be there.
Grasp at it, try to figure out what it is.
Yeah, it feels like an arm. There's a hand attached, rapidly freezing in this frigid water.
Going to pull it out of the water.
Okay. There is no real sign as to how this person passed, but you do recognize them.
Oh, and they didn't freeze solid yet.
Well, these were just colonists.
Yeah, it's just a dude. It's not a cultist.
Yeah, but that's still really good information.
Oh, that's not like just the area or like this place is cursed or anything?
It's not just an area thing. It's a specific group that are going and freezing.
Yeah, I guess I kind of just assumed that, but yeah, you're right. We didn't know that for sure.
Davini has no idea because she's currently punching her way through her eyes to make a little
tunnel. We'll get to the rest of what's going out there in a moment while Dreamer's up to this.
Yep.
Pull them onto the landing.
Poor Dreamer.
Okay.
And if I can, I'll try to get them up the ladder.
Yeah, it's awkward, but yeah, you are able to get them up the ladder. What I do want to ask is, what is it that you want to do here with the deceased?
I'm going to take the body to the other prisoners.
Okay. You find them upstairs talking amongst themselves, seemingly more relaxed now that the fighting has stopped, but still staying hidden. They're in what appears to be a guard room of sorts, with tables all around and a couple different weapons.
So I'll bring the body in and lay it down somewhere that makes sense, like on a table that's not being used.
Yeah. As soon as they see you come up the stairs carrying the body of one of their own, the staff of the household go quiet. And one of them, seeing you make for a table, sort of beats you to it. And, any weaponry that's there ready for the guards to use, he just, like, sweeps aside with his hand and helps guide you into letting them rest. What happened to him?
That's what I want to know. I'll look at everyone else in the room.
We can't really see. We know that he was with your tiefling friend. He was coming across. He was with you, wasn't he?
The hatch opened, and I left him on the boat. Tried to take care of the guards.
He must have fallen in.
I don't think so, but here he is. I took too long to find him. I can't do anything for him.
Hello. Thank you for that all the same. We'll make sure that he's taken care of. And he gingerly reaches out and rests a hand on your arm. Thank you. We would have all frozen down there if not for you.
I think Dreamer just nods and walks away.
Well, as you are descending the steps, the rest of you are rewinding time a little. Tavini, you're currently punching your way through the ice, just working at it. Krellik, dumbfounded atop the wall, because Rian here has turned out to be an actual threat for the first time ever. you're suddenly feeling your age as you descend the steps into the muddy courtyard.
This is just a fluke.
let's not go too far, okay?
Alright, yeah. And Rian is somewhere overhead. You can hear Miri flying around up there in the dark.
Right, he's just lucky he can fly.
Yeah, they killed your bear. They killed your bear and that asshole can fly.
What's this world gotten to?
You do see Felgrin is currently standing beside Helda, and Helda has come to try and help Tavini. It seems like she doesn't... I mean, she has her crossbow on her, and she has a hand axe, and she is trying to chop somewhere away from Tavini so she doesn't actually catch her with the blade as she is punching the ice. But isn't nearly as effective as Tavini's gauntlets seem to be, tiny as she is.
And Tavini's not even trying to make a big hole. She just needs a small one to check on Dazan.
Okay.
One big enough for her or Finnegan.
Yeah, eventually it takes you about 5, maybe 10 minutes to carve your way to where you're now able to peek inside on that left-hand side where he was. Are you calling in there?
As she's peeking in, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you initially, you don't hear anything from that side. Here, there's like a little tunnel now. You now have like that much of a gap there.
All right.
And you are able to move through that space.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah. So you find yourself now standing inside the dining room or part of the dining room. And you can see that the door to the speaker's den is open and free of ice. And there's like this pocket inside where Dazan was roughly standing that was not consumed by your ice cone. Nor do you see any sign of him like trapped in the ice, which if he were trapped in the ice, he'd be on the essentially the surface of your cone. Because he was about 15 feet or so from where you were standing.
Oh god. Alright, she's going into the speaker's den.
The speaker's den is warmly lit. It's certainly warmer than it is out in the dining hall, where there's now a huge block of ice. And while you don't see Dazan in the speaker's den, you do see him through the doorway to the office, where he is currently just barely in sight of you. You're not sure what he's up to in there.
Dashing in just as fast as she can.
Okay. And you see him, and he currently has his ear pressed up against the wall. And before you're even able to say a word, he quickly puts his finger to the lips and he shushes you.
Shh.
I'm listening.
Okay, she's gonna join him.
And he's knocking on the wall. Do you hear that?
Hear what?
It's the sound of fucking betrayal. If I hadn't had it as... wait, how did you get through?
I came to check on you.
Okay. After you entombed me in ice.
I tried to warn you. The fire was getting out of control. It had to be stopped.
You see him, like, he is looking at you just, like, stern and incensed. And as you start to stutter, he breaks and he just starts cackling. And he reaches down and ruffles your hair.
I am glad that you're alright.
And I'm glad that I've discovered. And he reaches to a torch sconce beside the wall, pulls it, and the door swings open and there's a passage into the nearest guard tower. A secret passage.
Da-da-da-da!
Now, if this hadn't been here, or this place hadn't been, you know, lit with fire, maybe if I'd been trapped long enough to run out of oxygen, like, we would have problems. I would come for you in death. But no, I think we're good.
I wasn't going to let that happen.
Oh, I wasn't going to let you let that happen.
I'm so sorry.
I'm curious.
I come with you.
And it just leads into the guard tower where there is the trap door. At about the same time as you see Dreamer descending the steps.
So sorry. I didn't know it would do that. I've never used that spell before.
No, it's quite alright. I seem to recognize the method of the cast, and certainly it was a somewhat familiar spell. I can't do it myself, but the raw power you wield. Why are you not a wizard?
Cause the lamb!
Did you hear a fly?
I heard an asshole.
Oh, she's not a dork!
Wizards are dorks! Felgrin. You know, if you were going to trap anyone in ice, you think you could... And he kind of nudges his head to the door in the direction of Felgrin's distant voice.
No.
Dork says what?
What is he saying out there?
Oh, he said it!
He said it, you heard him.
Such fucking idiots.
Nope. He'll poke his head in. Is he alive? He must be alive. Oh yeah, he's alive.
And no thanks
he's
to
alive.
You.
I did not kill him.
He lived, unfortunately. See you here, say as he walks away. A tiefling wants I'm you not... dead, though. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I know. We discussed it in the hole.
Okay. I think she's still here. Somewhere.
Dreamer, are you alright?
One of the prisoners died while escaping.
Oh no, how long ago?
About when the alarm was sounded.
Oh no. I'm sorry, Dreamer.
Dreamer just nods and is slowly picking his way down the stairs.
Oh, poor buddy! Oh, it breaks my heart.
I think the important thing is the rest of them are safe.
Felgrin?
That is true.
You remember that there were two people in the kitchen to the northeast in the dining hall.
I think that would dawn on him and he'd start heading that way.
They're still frozen in ice. You can see as you're able to poke your head into the room where Tavini unleashed this cone of cold, that the ice hasn't, like, even though it seems to have blocked some of the doors and is up against the walls, it doesn't seem to have left this room. So you would remember that there are people in the kitchen, that they have no windows, and that there are now several feet of ice between them and freedom.
But it's not like a solid block, is it? Or is it?
It's enough that you're going to have to, like, chip them out.
Yeah.
But they would, to your hope and belief, like, understanding, they're probably okay.
As long as you don't leave them in there. If anyone tells Tavini that, she'll be the first one trying to dig them out.
Yeah, I mean, Falkrin would say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's people in the kitchen.
She goes.
We also need to make sure...
Dazan's gonna kind of lean over... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
We also need to make sure the speaker is safe.
Which door is it?
Point to that one.
Okay. Stand back.
Yeah. Carve. This one, it takes you...
Carve.
It easily takes you half an hour to dig your way in there this time. Because just getting to Dazan was kind of like going around the edge of it. And this is through the thick of it.
I don't think it'll take that long.
Oh? Oh,
you'll bust need out to your move adamantine that. Race?
Oh, no, wall of fire.
Oh, fuck, that's awesome.
Okay.
She's only going to have it up long enough to burn a path to the door and then drop it.
This is...
Before anything can catch.
Like...
Or at least as quick as she can.
I love the fact that we burnt that room down, then froze it to put out the fire, then lit a fire in there to get rid of the ice. This is like the...
And dropping it to try and stop any fires from spreading.
This is like... This is like that fable of the person that swallows a spider.
I was thinking the exact same thing, that swallows the fly or swallows the spider to get to the fly. Oh, God.
The fire only burns... The fire's only hot on one side of the wall.
Yeah.
So she just needs to burn a quick path and then drop it.
And... Before, like, as you said, that's going to take a while, I think Rian would fly over to Avarice and just, like, try to act cool, like, on the back of the dragon, feeling like, so, where are you going?
Okay.
Thank you, Bean.
Yeah. No problem. We'll get to the people coming out of the kitchen here in a moment.
God, Tavini is just... Destruction.
All right, Rian, so let me place you, you and Miri, over here atop the main gate, where Avarice is currently sort of hanging out, and chillaxin next to a gargoyle. She's currently seated on the lip of the roof with their legs swinging off, sort of watching the shenanigans down below and glaring at Dazan. When you land next to her and kind of like ask her what she's up to,
well, I'm debating whether or not he would notice a couple of magic missile flying toward him. She's pointing at Dazan. What do you think, Scorching Ray? I wouldn't want to do a fireball with your friends there.
Oh, I appreciate that. What's your deal with him anyways? Why do you hate him so much?
Wizard business. I could banish him. What do you think? Get rid of him for good? To another plane?
Just business, huh? Business has you wanting to straight up murder him.
I mean, don't you want to murder some of your colleagues?
No! Absolutely not! At the most, it's a joke. I talk about, sometimes how, Krellick snores too much, I want to smother him in his sleep. But, that's not the same thing at all. It's a joke. I'm not really trying to do it. Do you seriously want to just murder people that you know?
Well, not everyone.
I guess there's...
I'm not... There's some monster, no. Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check.
Okie dokie. Surprisingly. Pretty good. There it is.
A 9. She's gonna remain tight-lipped on why she wants Dazan dead.
I got a fucking +7. I rolled a 2 for a 9. Ugh. Well,
But you're heading north, aren't you?
Well, I mean, that depends. I don't know. I don't know what if I can tell you. You seem so nice when I talk to you, but now I get these mixed vibes from you. I don't know if you're going to murder me in my sleep or be cordial. I'm not sure.
Oh, why would it harm you or your friends? There's only one person I want dead, and I have my reasons.
Okay, well, I guess maybe we'll see you again. Hopefully it's not in some ambush of you, dropping a fireball on us and trying to kill Dazan.
Not on you, only on, that one.
Okay, well, that's, could you do me a favor? Could you, what's that? Oh, sorry, go ahead. My apologies.
Alright. What makes you think that you can travel north faster than I can follow you?
Oh, it doesn't. I don't. You can follow us as long as you want. But the difference is...
Drive me off, or...?
Well, I mean...
Do you think you can?
I mean, I'm not trying to be cocky here, but you did kind of just see what just happened here.
Oh, yes, I saw.
We can hold our own. But I'm not trying to, I'm not going to put any threats out there or anything like that. No, I don't see us driving you off as long as you don't attack us or anything like that. I don't see an issue. But here's the problem is we need him to help fix this. And he kind of points up.
I think you're mistaken.
Eh?
He's found something to help you, hasn't he? I don't know exactly what, but Dazan was never very skilled at anything that I know of. So I can't think it's just based on his prowess that he's traveling with you.
Oh no, it's absolutely about knowledge he has and a proposition he's put forth.
And you don't think I can do better?
Can you? Can you tell me right now that you have an idea of how to fix all of this right now?
I can tell you about the Netherese runes that are under the glacier you're heading for. Did you know that there's a Netherese tower on the way there? You might stop and learn a few things before you plunge into the city beneath.
Okay. I'm going to show my ignorance here, but what's a Netherese?
Okay.
Netherese?
Do you have a map?
I'm sure he does. In his backpack. Something. So, okay. Got one right here.
Well, great. And she's going to point to, you guys have a map that has a number of locations marked. I think Tavini carries it.
Yeah.
So you would be familiar with the region that she points to, which is north of Kaer Konig, and probably a good half a day's travel eastward off of the trail that you'll be following northward as you follow the river.
Oh, okay.
So it is a location that you have marked, but I don't know if you've heard the word Netherese associated with it. Not spoken aloud, anyway.
Well, perhaps to elaborate, the wizards of the city that you're heading for
were immensely powerful. Powerful enough that, you know, a couple of them thought that they could do things to get more powerful. Maybe join the pantheon of the gods. Maybe displace Mistra.
Fancy.
Well, here's the fancy thing that happens, is when you destroy the goddess of magic with magic, well, there's no more magic. And when your civilization's made of flying cities...
Well, you do seem to be quite knowledgeable of what we're going for, and I don't suppose I can convince you to, like, put away the murder and design thing for a little while and just, like, you know, help fix everything? I mean, after that, you can have it out with him. I don't really care. I mean, I'm not going to step in and, like, fight him for you, but, like, you guys want to have a wizard off or whatever the hell, more power to you.
I'm tempted. I think that I could get there on my own.
I'm sure you could.
But getting through that ice that Arl's put up, that's another matter.
Hey.
Is that what you've figured out how to get rid of? Is that what Dazan's going to do for you?
See, this is actually perfect that Rian is the one talking to her about this, because he doesn't actually remember or know. So, like, he just knows that it's a thing that's going to get a thing done. That's all. He knows the book does a thing. He's like, honestly, there's supposedly there's a place that we're going to that has a thing that's supposed to fix this. That's all I got. I mean, honestly, we're kind of going by the seat of our pants here, and it's worked so far.
Oh, I can tell. You seem quite capable.
At least put the derpiest fucking cat in there, which is perfect for Rian.
Surrounded by ice.
Well, there you go. I mean, I like to think of us pretty capable, but you'd have a much better chance of getting through or doing whatever you want to do with us. Eh?
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You just have to put up with him for a while. He's a pain in the ass, but in the end, he's kind of fun, you know? You tease him and you razz him a little bit, call him Spellbook, he hates that.
You know why he wears red?
And I think Rian kind of, like, questions that for a second, and I gotta imagine, I mean, I know we've talked about this off air because of the movie and all that shit, but, like, would he be familiar with, like, the Red Wizards of Thay? Like, is that a thing that most people would know? Like, at least aware of?
Go ahead and roll me a history check.
Okey-dokey. Not great at this one. Watch me just fucking crush it. Nope! Another natty two! God damn, I'm great!
You know what? It looks good on him.
Can't deny exactly. That. I think that's what it is. He's like, I assumed it was a fashion choice.
Not quite. Ask him sometime. See what answer he gives you.
Okay. But, okay, I'm just going to put this out there. Do you want to give me a hint? Because I, as much as, like, I don't hate him, but I think he'd lie to me in a second if he, felt like he just didn't want to tell the truth.
And so, you still keep him around?
I mean, yeah. I mean, again, in the end, we don't have any other leads. This is just a thing that we have. Like, this is the way as far as we have right now. I wish we had more, don't get me wrong. And if you could give me, like, honestly, just anything as a lead, like, being like, oh yeah, I can definitely do this, we would absolutely consider. I could probably talk the rest of us into following you instead, but well, he's got a path right now, and gotta do something.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, I don't know how to get through that glacier. I could certainly maybe help figure out how to navigate the city beneath.
Yeah, like I said, come along with us. We'll figure out how to get through it. We always do.
Okay.
Say, we figured out how to... Oh, do I want to say that? Fuck it. We're like, we got through Arl's Island and survived getting off that.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. That's very brave of you to have gone there.
Hey. I like to consider myself pretty brave. He kind of just puts his chest out a little bit and leans back on the dragon.
Miri is rolling her eyes.
Yeah, I imagine. I can feel it too. Like when she, like the annoyance and disappointment. It's like, oh, shut up.
Okay.
because you feel you need him. I won't kill Dazan just yet.
Oh, that's mighty kind of you.
Thank you. I'll travel with.
And she just leaves it at that, like, as if it were a proclamation of, like, she is not offering to, she's saying, yes, I am going with.
Oh, fun. Well, I'll introduce you to the whole team. Come on down!
And then he fucking kicks off with Miri and flutters down while the flames are going in the Great Hall.
I got us another tag along, everybody! She'll probably kill us, but yeah, hey.
She's probably at the tail end of her fly spell, so when she lands, that's the end of it.
Alright. So what's everybody doing when I show up?
Fire!
Yeah.
Fire!
Yeah, so you...
He's helping the people out of the kitchen.
Yeah, you summon a great wall of fire, which very quickly melts a corridor through the ice. And the tables now, like, they're crushed and warped and there's bits of wood. And so when you're done, when you finally dismiss the wall, there's, you know, bits of wood poking out of the ice that are smoldering. But none of them catch fire. They're just already so damp. And you are able to get to the door and pry it open wide enough for two people to come squeezing out. One of them is a younger tiefling girl.
Hello. Hi.
She's kind of waving, uncertainly, looking very anxious. These are people that you had seen before, Felgrin, as a cat.
Yeah. I think you met my cat?
Oh, the black one.
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Where is he?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
There's a path carved out.
Yeah.
Oh. Head outside.
Thank you. Come on, Karu.
She's talking to the older person behind her, who just kind of, like, eyeballs you sourly, but, you know, like, roll me an insight check.
It's not great at things. 16, hey.
Hey.
16. Okay. The sour look he gives you is the mistrust of somebody that has a young person to protect, and they have been through a lot.
Yeah, he gets that.
So two of them come outside to freedom. Tavini, if you want to, you could spend some more time carving your way up to the speaker's chamber. Because the ice isn't just on the ground floor. You can see it extends upward because it is a cone, and it's like a cone on its side.
Yeah. She was kind of at the perfect spot to just completely blast that room.
Yep. But as you sort of tunnel your way upward, you do start to hear muffled shouts, and as you get closer through the ice, you can see that the speaker's door is cracked open, like that he was able to get it open just a little bit. And he's currently got his head wedged in. Hello?
Coming! Hold on.
Yes, thank you!
Coming!
And soon enough, speaker is down in the hall with you, followed by a very anxious looking guard who is very defensive, hovering over the speaker, and you can see he is wearing one of those necklaces that has the black sword on it.
Oh, murder, 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 kill, kill, kill.
Come on, come out, it's okay.
Yes, we're coming. Oh, it was a dreadful commotion. Everyone roll me an insight check for the speaker. Speaker Krennock. 14, okay. 19. 12.
Aww, 12.
Yeah, Dreamer got a decent one.
Okay. 6.
Nailed it.
Fucking Krellick coming through in a pinch with a natty 2.
Most of you, everyone with a 12 or higher, would have remembered, those of you that went to the room, that he had windows that could probably look out over the courtyard where all this fighting was occurring. And certainly those windows would have given him a view of the wall when Rian ran two guards through with a spear.
Hell's yeah.
So the cluelessness with which he is you know, like, oh, somebody attacked the keep, is clearly feigned. It seems to be for the benefit of the guard with him, because he keeps giving him the side eye. The guard, in the meantime, is just kind of sour and plants himself beside the speaker.
Soga's gonna walk up to him, the guard.
Okay, and that would be Yajath over here.
Just kind of lift up the necklace with his finger.
Hey, you like it?
What is it?
It's a sign of my devotion.
To whom? Forgive me, I'm not religious.
Oh?
And he sucks in his cheeks at that. And you don't have to roll an insight check to tell that he doesn't want to tell you. And he suspects that you already know.
Does Tavini recognize the symbol? Because she hasn't...
You have not been downstairs.
Been caught up on any of this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so she has no idea.
Go ahead and roll me a religion check.
24.
You hadn't really noticed it, but all these guards that fought against you and whose bodies froze, that black gnarled sword is a symbol of Levistus, a archdevil of the frozen lair of the Nine Hells.
Are we suddenly not proud?
He rolls his shoulders back and kind of lifts his chin.
Krellick, who do you serve?
I think Krellick's gonna pop around the corner. Morden! You're talking about Morden, right?
Sam, see, it's quick. It's quick when you ask them.
You guys talking about Morden?
Typically, unless they want to hide it. Why would you want to hide it?
I'm a survivor. Same as you.
He's gonna pull it off.
Nice.
He's not gonna fight you on that. You could see him wince, but he's not gonna fight you on that. Not when all of his brethren lie dead.
Could I have your weapon, please?
He just raises his hands for you to take it, so that he's making it very clear that he has no hostile intent.
Thank you!
Take it from me. You don't want to deal with devils.
Yeah? Take it under advisement.
You do that.
He's just gonna walk off.
Davini's gonna, like, point towards the ice.
You don't want to end up like, that.
No, I don't suppose I do. I'll try not to.
He's gonna keep that necklace.
Hell's yeah.
It's a trophy!
Okay, we should get, out of here. It's very cold.
And, Felgrin, you would be familiar enough with the material by now, as you are weighing this necklace in your hand, this amulet in the shape of a twisted black sword, it's Shardolin.
Oh.
Idiots. We'll just pocket it.
Okay.
Why is she here?
Oh, she's gonna be joining us. Don't worry, I cleared everything up. She's not gonna...
As much as I love you making unilateral decisions for me, no?
What do you mean no? She's fine. She knows stuff.
I'm not convinced that she doesn't follow Levistus.
You don't follow Levistus, do you?
Oh, I follow him, all right.
Oh, good. Then fuck off.
You follow Levistus? Oh, shit. Okay, I probably should ask that question. That's egg on my face.
She doesn't budge.
Hmm.
I don't think you understand, but I wasn't asking.
As I was telling your friend, if you think you can outrun me, I'm just gonna follow you there. Might as well travel together.
It's not hard to outrun a corpse.
Uh-oh.
You'd really kill me.
Easily.
Why?
Uh-oh.
I don't like complications.
Doesn't seem like a good reason to kill someone, Felgrim.
Do you want to save this place or not?
I see plenty of complications in your group already.
Then why add more?
Because I am a complication that can handle herself. I will not disturb whatever it is that's going on in your mind.
Why would the follower of a devil lord of the frozen lair of hell want to thaw the Dale? Explain that to me. I'd love to hear it.
Because whoever I follow, I am a wizard first and foremost. And what lies under that city is of very great interest to me.
What lies under there?
Roll me a persuasion check.
Please, someone fucking actually land one of these.
Oh, persuasion is really bad for her because it's negative one.
All you gotta do is roll high. I had a +7 and rolled a fucking 2.
I had a 1.
Nope, that is also a 2.
No,
it's a 1 because
yeah, because of a negative 2. Yeah, negative 1. Shit.
Or like maybe, I mean you don't have to say, but really curious.
Levistus came to me in a dream and urged me to find shelter with these people with the black sword. I didn't know what their order was, that they were fellow worshippers. And I kept myself apart. We might share the same worship, but I have no ill intention towards the Dale as they do.
Does Tavini believe her when she says that she has no ill intentions?
Roll me an insight check. A 24? Yeah, you pick up that she is not only telling the truth as to having no intention as to the Dale, but she's been forthright with you.
If it helps any, I think she's telling the truth. She has not lied.
Perhaps we all should sleep on it.
Aye, we never really did get that rest that we wanted, so that seems like a good idea.
Okay, we can leave in the morning. What stands for morning in the Dale.
Felgado will just throw the necklace on the ground, stomp on it, and walk back inside.
She is going to go to follow the group inside, and anyone behind her would notice that she also sort of grinds her boot heel into that necklace before heading inside.
Interesting.